Аудиозапись номер 3. Exercise 36. Listen and match the speakers with the questions they answer. There is one extra question. Speaker 1. In fact, there are varieties of the English language spoken in Britain and the USA which may be unintelligible even to other people who live in those countries. There are certainly varieties of British English which Americans can't understand, and vice versa. A lot will depend on how strong the regional accent is, though differences in vocabulary will also play a part. Speaker 2.
Of course there are, and this can lead to confusion. For example, in South Africa, the word robot means a set of traffic lights. A globe is an electric light bulb, and a packet is a shopping bag. In Britain, it's safe to walk on the pavement, where it means a paved area for pedestrians, whereas it might be fatal in North America, where it means the paved surface of a road.
Speaker 3. Well, this is a very interesting and complex question. There is no short answer to it, because regional features depend on many things. First of all, they depend on the accent in the areas where the settlers originated from, before moving to a colony. Another thing is their educational level, which determined how extreme or standard their accent was when they arrived. The more isolated from Britain they became, the more differences appeared in their grammar and vocabulary. And finally, settlers started borrowing words from the local languages for the things they didn't have words for in their native language. Speaker 4.
You can't always rely on statistics, and it's close to impossible to define all the ways of speaking English. It can be a first, a second, or any other ranging from standard English to pidgin varieties. However, it's estimated that between 300 million and 400 million people speak it as a first language, with approximately the same number of second language speakers.
Speaker 5.
The largest variety is American English, which is spoken by 250 million people. As for the smallest number of English speakers, it's difficult to decide who should be counted. Should it be only English-speaking countries? How about second language speakers? Another problem is that most English-speaking populations are growing in numbers, so all the estimates become inaccurate very quickly.
Speaker 6.
To some extent, yes, it does. Users of the internet choose to use online jargon, email abbreviations, and they try to avoid any regional vocabulary which they feel might not be understood. However, there is no proof that this virtual behavior can influence the varieties of English in any significant way, let alone turning it into a single internet English.